Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli Daf Chof. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the second Mishnah on the page. That's Halacha Yud. In Solim, Basar, Batsal Beitza, El Kodesh Yatsurim Vajayim. We may not leave meat, onions, or eggs to roast unless there's time for them to become roasted during the day. Ein Nois Nimes HaPas, Letanur, Im Hashecha, Velechara, Gabi Gicholim, El Kodesh Yikrim Upanea. We may not put bread in an oven just before Shabbos, or a cake on top of coals unless there's time for the surfaces to form a crust before Shabbos. Leather requires the bottom surface to form a crust. And the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yevun, Bar Kahana b'shem Rabbanon, Tavshir shenizbash al kosor choy muta l'shoisei agam b'kiru she'en ha'kutuma." Rabbun Bar Kahana, quoting Rabbanon, said that if a Tavshil, a pot of food, was fully cooked, one may leave it coming to Shabbos on a stove that is not kutuma, which is, it hadn't had ashes put there on the coals to douse the coals a little bit. A kira is an oven with room for two pots. It doesn't get as hot as a tunnel. They were asked that meat, onions, and an egg, when they contract from extra cooking, then the person will be displeased. Therefore, our mission permits them. This means any other tavshil, when it condenses, he's pleased. And so you say so? Perhaps you said so only regarding hot water. Asa Rabbi Shmuel, should say b'shem Rabbi Zeira, chamin jeruchim v'kol sochen, asa v'shvetan agavi kira she'ena katuma. Mishmuel, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said that if hot water was fully cooked, we may not leave it on a kira that has not been ketumah, that had ashes sprinkled on it. Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, tavshil shor shenizbashel kalechiz ben dosai, muta l'achziroi agavi kira ketumah. Rabbi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that if a tavshil, a pot of ox meat, was cooked to the stage of machal ben dosai, which is a third or half cooked, one may return it to a kira, a stove that has been ketumah, that's had ashes sprinkled on it. Itai kema kiai dama Rabbi Yaakov ba'ada b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ha'shoifes is a kadeiru agabi kecholim, masim boi, should say, kushi yisbashel, kamachal ben dosai, chayav. This is like Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that one who places a pot on coals, we warn him. When it will get cooked to the stage of machal ben dosai, a third or half cooked, he's liable as if it's fully cooked. Ra'acha, Rabbi Tanchum, Rachir b'shem Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Barebi, Chamin, Shuruchmu, Kol Sochon, Mutalach Ziram, Agavi Kira, She'ena Kutumah. Ra'acha, quoting of Tanchum Rachir, quoting of Shimon Rabbi, said that if hot water was fully cooked, one may return it to a stove that has not been doused. Rizira, boy, Lashois, also, Lachzir Mutter, Tilma Lois Amrus, Ela Al Pisroi. Rizira asked that is Shehir leaving it coming to Shabbos forbidden and Chazor returning it permitted? Perhaps the Heter to return was only said for his Korban Pesach, because the group who eat the Korban Pesach are zealous to be careful. Asa Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Pesach Shenitzel Kosochoi, Muta, La'azira Agabi Kira She'ena Ketuma. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi, supported this. If a Pesach was fully roasted, one may return it to a stove which has not been doused with ashes. The Mishnah said, we not put bread in a tanur, etc. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Asi, zrizos hein anoshim, mepas yosim in a tavshil. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Asi, said that women are more zealous about bread than a tavshil, which is why for Rabbi Lezer, it suffices for the lower face to form a crust. Ma bin pas ma bin tavshil, what's the difference between bread and a tavshil? Tavshil darka le'achol v'iseach, pasen darka le'achol v'iseachas. The answer is it's normal to eat a tavshil when it's very hot, and we're concerned lest one stoke the coals. It's not normal to eat bread when it's very hot. Haman amrin pas chama hamasa v'sida. Then Bavel, they said that one who eats hot bread will get a fever. Sira tzonim akwa v'chamim man demichlef sakona. If one was stung by a wasp, he needs to drink cold water. If he was bitten by a scorpion, he needs to drink hot water. If he does the opposite, then it's dangerous. Moide Rav Elazar, Lechem aponim she'en akuya lechem adyukum poneh betano. Rabbi Elazar agrees about the lechem aponim that it's not called bread until all the faces form a crust in the oven. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's halacha yud alef. Meshalshelim es haPesach letano im chashecha. You may load the korban Pesach into an oven just before dark. It suffices to make the bonfire in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, to catch a little before Shabbos. And outside the Mikdash, most of the wood must catch fire before Shabbos, lest one stoke it on Shabbos to help the fire catch. Jesus says, if coals are used, any amount may catch beforehand, they need not be stoked. The Gemara says, Taman Taninan, and it should say, Ein Soilin Basar Basar Beitza Elikadesh Yatsulim Bojoin, Barat Amahachin. The Gemara said, the Mishnah taught that one may not leave meat, onions, or eggs to roast unless there's time for them to get roasted during the day, and you say that we may begin roasting the Pesach just before dark. And Rabbi Yosi Chaburis, the reason name, Rabbi Yosi answers that the groups who eat the Pesach are careful, particular, that they shouldn't come to do malacha. Pesach machzir es sholem ve'ein machzir machutach. And we bring support for that from Tosefta. One may return the Pesach to the fire when it's whole, means the entire group has a share in it, and they will see what it's done to it, but not when it's in pieces. Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira mepnei pasulai. And the Shmuel bar Rabbi Zeira answered that we may begin roasting the Pesach just before dark due to its pasul, means if we will forbid it, it won't be able to be eaten. And returning it after it roasted is merely to warm it, so we forbid this. Am Rabbi Yosi b'yeus, la'ichle einat yachol, yichsev la'seichul memenu na. La'seichle einat yachol, shla'yehe kaseile v'shabas. Rabbi Yosi objects, he says, is this correct? He cannot eat it because it says, don't eat it when it's na, when it's semi-raw. He cannot roast it, lest he look like one who roasts on Shabbos. Mitochad oimer shu muta, since you tell him it's permitted to leave it just before dark, he will not roast it fully during the day. Rather, you tell him that it's also to leave it coming to Shabbos before it's fully roasted, and he will roast it fully during the day. The Rabbi Yosi asked, if one roasted it whole and cut it up, may one return it to the fire and warm it? Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem, Rav Alba Madurais Kol Shehein, Madurais HaGefes, Madurais HaZevel, Madurais HaChelev, Madurais Galinim Kol Shehein. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yehuda quoting Rav, said that there are four fires without which any amount suffices, means the majority need not catch fire. The fire of Gefes, which is pressed olives, of manure, of chalev, which is fats, and of pits, any amount suffices. Rabbi Abba b'shem b'chir ba'ashi, chesel shu mole galinim kol shein. Rabbi Abba quoting b'chir ba'abba said that if a basket made of lulovim is full of pits, any amount suffices. Rabbi Abba b'shem b'chir ba'ashi, chesel shu mole galinim, im mechunosos b'ruban im mechuzoros b'roiv kol preda preda. Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Abba said that if a basket made of lulavim is full of pits, if the pits are gathered in one place, it suffices if the majority caught fire. If they're scattered, we require the majority of each pit. Ma upalig, does he argue with himself? Barbi said any amount. Kan bebiris, kan vatashis. This refers to healthy, moist pits. We require the majority because they don't burn so well. And the other one, the other case requires two weak, means dry pits. Biyosi b'shem Rav Yomya v'Chananya, Matu b'shem Rav Chawiyos Melamata v'Eitzah Melamala, Kevin Sha'alu Ha'or Bintayim Mutter. Biyosi quoting Rav Yomya and Rav Chananya quoting Rav said, if date branches are below and wood is on top, once the fire arrives between them, it's permitted. V'Chalbi b'shem Rav Huna, Koyre, I should say, Sricha b'Roiv HaKefer. Rav Chalbi quoting Rav Huna said that a beam needs most of its circumference to catch fire. Ma'o b'roiv ha'keifo b'mokam echad b'roiv hekef kula. What's most of its circumference from one place along the length of the beam, or most of its circumference from the entire length of the beam? Ashkach tani yad shetifso mel'aseis melacha. The Vaisa answers, it's until it's unable to do its task, which means along the entire length it caught fire. The text of our Mishnah should also say kov, any amount. Rida agrees that we don't require a majority in the Beis HaMikdash. He adds that the same applies to kov. Harnalach perek yisiris haShabbos. We begin now the second perek. Halacha aleph v'me'alikin v'me'imalikin. What may be used to light a candle that will burn on Shabbos, and what is forbidden because it doesn't burn well, let one come to help it burn. We not use the following for candles. Lechesh, choifen, chalach, idan wick, wilderness wick, or yellow on the water, and the Gemara explain these cases. Lebezefes, lebeshav, lebeshen kik, lebeshen sefer, lebealia, lebechelev. We may not use pitch, wax, kick oil, shemen sefer oil, which is oil that has to be burnt because it's tummy trimmer, the fat tail of a sheep, or chelev. Nachamadi, oimer, malikin, bechelev mevushal. Nachamadi permits cooked chelev. Nachamadi, echad mevushal, echad shemen mevushal, a malikin boy, with a chamim forbid chelev whether or not it's cooked. The Gemara says, "Leibel echesh." We may not light with lechesh. With the Mishnah now, "Bchir ba'Abba Amar Lugsha." V'acha b'shem Rabbi Laya v'dinun. "Bchir ba'Abba" says that it's Lugsha, and "Bchir" quoting Rabbi Laya says that it's v'dinun. Amrin he hador he hador. They said that those are two different names for the same matter. "Leibel choisen." Or may not use choisen. Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rabbi Pinchas. Quoting Rabbi Pinchas, said it refers to flax that was not shaken to remove the stubble, and it's like the pasuk in the Shai Pek, Allah pasuk lamed aleph, v'haya chasun l'ne'uus. V'lo b'kalach, and the Mishnah said you can't use kalach. Anvun kisori, this is waste silk of kisori. Amishim ben gamniel chizalti, alcohol, mefarshet yomim, v'amuli, chulcha shmai. Shimon Gamliel said, I pursued all seafarers and they told me that it's called chulcha. V'loibu psila sa'idon. The Mishnah said one may not use idon wick. Or nisa, that this is willow. V'loibu psila sa'midbar. And the Mishnah said, not wilderness wick. Hishmur, this is like it connotes, which is wicks that grow in the desert, means long grass. And one may not use the yellow on the water, actually. This is flax that grows on water.